97.3, good morning. It is 20 to 7 with Bianca, Terry and Bob. I do that every morning. I get up and I have a Barocca and I have some flaxseed oil and
we
I have some fish oil capsules and a multivitamin for blokes over 40.
Do you now? Is it a big one?
Have
big
you taken multi? Your horny goat weed, people?
You know what? For so long, I've always wondered all these tablets that I take anti-anxiety, you know, withania and all these potions and stuff. And we've got someone on the phone who I think actually knows whether this is actually, you know, whether we're wasting our money or not. Because we spend, Australians spend billions of dollars on vitamins.
And we just heard on the news last night, 80% have found to be ineffective or
unproven.
Not doing what they say they do.
So pretty much on your bench right now is 80% of whatever is on there is actually not working. And that $18.95 you're spending is a waste of money. We've got Desi on the phone from
Tree of Life Nutrition. She's our dietitian. She's our expert.
She is awesome. Now, Desi, my kitchen benchtop is riddled with bees and zincs and multis, and they've cost me a fortune. Am I just getting better quality pee?
That's true, I think, to a certain degree. I suppose supplements have a purpose. Basically, if you're a person who has, you know, an intolerance or an allergy and there's food categories that you can't actually eat, then supplements can be beneficial. But how many of us really do need them, I suppose? That's the big question.
If I've got a balanced diet, I probably won't need any supplement of some sort.
That's exactly right, Terry. So if you are eating every category of the food pyramid in the quantities of the Australian dietary recommendations, then there is really no need for extra vitamins. However, deficiency states can occur, and that could be because you have a chronic illness, or it could be that you're avoiding a particular food because you've got an intolerance to it, or it could be that you've got, you know, gut issues, which unfortunately stop you from absorbing those vitamins.
Desi, that's a massive one with the whole gut thing, because they say your gut is your second brain. There's this condition called pyroluria, where your body doesn't absorb vitamin B or zinc, and I was taking all this B, but I was still tired. I couldn't work out why. So it's really important to get these tests.
That's a good point too. Just making sure that we get those blood tests done to see what we're actually deficient in before we start supplementing.
And I learnt that the hard way. But the amount of omega-3s that I'm supposed to take for my anxiety and mental health stuff, and I know a lot of people suffer from anxiety, I'd have to eat two whole barramundis in order to get that amount of omega-3. So it's kind of easier to take it in a tablet, is it not?
It is. Basically, there's a huge, big study that's just come out on depression and how the Mediterranean diet is the ultimate diet for decreasing depression. And it's essentially because of the high antioxidant levels in the omega-3s. Now, in the Med diet, we're basically saying four serves of fish. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people don't eat fish. One, they don't like cooking it. Secondly, they don't like the smell of it. They just don't like it. Or, you know, it's expensive. So there are people who just ask me, what sort of supplements can I take in the place of having fish? And if you kind of like cost it out, it is actually more beneficial to have fish than it is to have vitamins. And just remember that when they put something in a vitamin, we're not really getting the biochemical, organic chemical structure that it's available in the food. But if you're a person who hates fish, what are you going to do? You're going to have a supplement, 6 to 8 a day, or have a teaspoon of fish oil per day. So going back to those, you know, cod liver oil.
You'll do what's good for you.
No, I hate cod liver oil. Are we being ripped off and fibbed to? Are all vitamins created equal?
We don't actually have the evidence these days to actually see what exactly is in those vitamins. And this is where the Medical Association of Australia is up in arms, that there's actually no government body testing these vitamins to see if exactly what is in them is actually what's in them. But there are a couple of really good brand vitamins out there, and I have seen their testing. I've seen exactly what they put in there, and what they put in there is what they say they put in there.
Desi, thank you. I think the best thing people could take out of this call is to go and get tested for your allergies and your deficiencies so that you know what you should be taking.
Yeah. Absolutely, Bianca. Once you've supplemented them, though, make sure that you're trying to get those vitamins in the food items. Like, don't rely on supplements forever.
Thanks, Desi.
Thanks, Desi.
No worries, guys. Bye.
I need to start bringing tin sardines on toast to have in the studios.
I believe in fish oil capsules, Des.
Oh, well, your choice.
16 to 7 at 97.3, 30 degrees late afternoon showers today.
Yes,
and a forecast 97.3 Brisbane traffic next. Going to be a sunny weekend.